This week we are driving the Land Rover Discovery R-Dynamic. Since its introduction in Australia in 1991, the Discovery has been a strong competitor to the Land Cruiser and Patrol that dominated the market back then. It's now in its fifth generation, and the Discovery provides a combination of on-road ride and handling along with off-road capability that few can genuinely match. Looking more like a large SUV than a robust four-wheel drive, the Discovery has sleek lines that make it look smaller than it actually is. Step inside and the luxury ambience is obvious. It definitely feels classy with cream leather everywhere and well-laid-out dash and instruments. One feature is the 11.4-inch light touchscreen, which is integrated into the central stack in elegant style. Rear seat room is good for three taller people, and the rearmost two seats are best in class. It's still the best seven-seat four-wheel drive on the market for space and versatility. Four-wheel drive capability is enhanced by the electronic air suspension, twin-speed transfer box with high and low range, electronic diff lock, and terrain response drive mode selection. Priced from a touch over $107,000 plus the usual costs, it's poised perfectly to take on the new Land Cruiser 300 series. I'm Rob Fraser.
If you're in the market for a new car, don't head anywhere but anyauto.com.au. Right now, you can read a review of the MG ZS Electric, a lower-priced electric SUV, the Citroen C3 Shine, the Mazda MX-30 Estina Mild Hybrid, and for something a little sportier, the Hyundai Kona N-Line Premium. Check out those reviews and many, many more right now, anyauto.com.au, for the latest auto news and reviews.